From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Betsy Smith. Traffic stop data shows a smaller racial disparity for Black drivers pulled over by Columbia police in 2018 than in the previous year, according to a Columbia, Missourian report. Around 29% of drivers pulled over last year were Black. The disparity index for Black drivers was 2.92, which is down from 3.28 in 2017. A disparity of 1 would indicate an equal traffic stop to group population ratio. Any number above a 1 suggests a disparity among traffic stops of that specific group. Interim Police Chief Jeff Jones emphasized not getting caught up in the numbers, but having the community come together to give the numbers meaning and look at them in greater depth. Prosecutors plan to seek the death penalty against a Chicago man charged in the death of his marijuana oil-dealing partner, whose remains were found in Tuscumbia. A notice requesting the sentence for 26-year-old Joseph McKenna was filed last week in Miller County in central Missouri. McKenna is jailed without bond on charges of first-degree murder, armed criminal action, and tampering with a witness in the June 2018 death of 34-year-old Tyler Worthington of North San Juan, California. Charging documents say Worthington supplied marijuana oil to McKenna for use in e-cigarettes. His body was found after he flew to Chicago to meet with McKenna and another man. A witness says the plan was for them to drive to Missouri and, quote, do a job. A federal prosecutor says authorities have recovered only 73 of the 654 guns stolen in Springfield in 2017. Prosecutors say six men from Texas stole the guns by maneuvering several trailers into a United Parcel service lot. The handguns and 12-gauge shotguns were being shipped from Beretta, USA in Maryland to Bass Pro Shops in Springfield. The Springfield News Leader reports that during a sentencing hearing yesterday, U.S. Assistant Attorney James Kelleher said most of the guns are in public circulation. Two defendants, 35-year-old Frank McChriston and Quentin Haywood, were sentenced yesterday to 7.5 years in prison. Derek and Eric White were each sentenced to 7 years and 3 months. They were also ordered to pay a total of $206,000 in restitution. Two other men have pleaded guilty in the case. The main severe thunderstorm threat today will be over Missouri and northern Arkansas, with storms also expected in western Illinois, according to the National Weather Service's Storm Prediction Center. The tornado threat across Oklahoma is decreasing and is now causing significant flash flooding as what had been seen as a, quote, particularly dangerous storm system progressed through the state. An intense storm system moved across the southern plains yesterday, spawning tornadoes that caused scattered damage and a deluge of rain, but not the dangerous twisters that forecasters had feared. No injuries were reported. I'm Betsy Smith, KBIA News, Columbia.